My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
This reminds me. I think I know the answer. I know my own convictions about this, but I want to put it out there. Is it not a grocery store foul when you're at the deli, and maybe not every store does this, but many prepare the more popular meats and cheeses, and they're packaged, you know, a pound, a half pound, right there next to the deli or nearby? Is it not a foul to order one something from that station at the deli when you could just go grab it and there are other people waiting?
And that's not because I'm thinking of how many times I've done that.
Wait, we missed the beginning. What did you say?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking not a foul, and it's not because I'm sensitive to having done this myself. I buy from that, you know, the case that has the packaged, prepackaged deli meats and cheeses and potato salads and whatever. I buy from there plenty, but when I'm looking for more than, you know, those are, I'm not going to buy like 5 half-pound packages of turkey breast. If I want 2 pounds of turkey breast, I'm going to go to the counter and ask them for 2 pounds of turkey breast. You know what I mean? Rather than just grab a bunch. So volume matters. And, you know, you're there, and if you have the time, freshness might count too. I mean, not that that stuff is worrisome. I'm sure it's fresh each day, but, you know, something that's been in the case and sliced there as you're waiting is going to be, you know, have less time off of the, you know, the log it came from, if you know what I mean. So I'm all right. I don't ever, I'm also lucky that, you know, my time for shopping is never peak hours. You know, I'll go at 9 in the morning. I'll go at 7 at night after we get done. And it's never busy. So I don't ever feel like I'm holding anyone up, really. So I'm fine. I'm fine doing that.
Okay. Well, this is how I am. But if I'm at the deli and there are people waiting for when I'm done, especially if it's more than just one person, and I could get the exact amount that I want from the deli right there to my right by just grabbing it, I would never not do that. Like, just, I'm not putting this, these other people off by, you know, what, I'm worried, this was in the morning when it happened to me, I'm worried that the cheese isn't fresh enough. If you're ordering American cheese, it's good. You could leave it out for 2 months. It's
probably going to be fine.
And it's still fine. Right. So, and I also think, you have no idea. I was in a little bit of a rush the other day, and I'm waiting. And you have no idea how much the person is going to order. Like, there's no limit.
Right.
They will never... Would they? If you got to like a seventh thing, would the store tell you, all right, that's the last thing? We're not.
No.
They would never do that?
No, I think never. I think in that case, if I'm waiting behind that person and I have become frustrated, I would probably go do some other shopping and come back.
That's what I did.
Or see if the case has what I want so I can just get out of there because, I don't want to stand there all day either.
That makes sense. I knew in my case it didn't. You check right. First.
Sure.
And it's usually the same things anyway. Your turkeys, your hams, your salamis, your Munster cheese, your Swiss cheese.
Your provolones.
But if you want pastrami or capicola, you got to get in line. Like, they're not going to have that already, usually, if not always, have that prepared. All right. Well, we're not on the same page there.
No, I'm more forgiving.
So Trista brought up the question of the summer, who will lead the Bills in receiving? And let's take a look at the stats. Right now it is Khalil Shakir, who was your pick, at 8 for 96 in two games. So, that's like 65, 70 catches, which was about the projection, if he's on that pace mm-hmm. for most of the year. Then Dalton Kincaid is the only other Bills player with as many as five, which that's going to be like maybe not even 40 catches. And his air yards are negative, did I see from Ian Harditz for the season so far, -3?
I have not seen that, but it wouldn't surprise me. The Miami game especially... I mean, he only had one target in the opener, right? The Miami game was very reminiscent of how they started out using him early last season. Just let's establish that we will do this, right? Parallel to the line of scrimmage and let him run after the catch. And he ran pretty effectively, I'd say, after the catch. He made more of at least a few of those. I mean, there weren't that many. But at least a couple of those receptions, he broke tackles and got a couple of extra yards, got them into like second and one a couple of times, I think. But still, it was, not what we're looking for long term from his body of work, I don't think.
So, overall, it'd be hard to complain so far. They've been scoring. They're 2-0, of course. It'd be hard to complain so far. I want to be fair about it because I have consistently thought an offense like this eventually just will not be enough. And I've got Allen. I feel like I can justify a more pass-oriented offense. It's obviously worked for them in recent years. But a part of me thinks it's not quite fair to just, when they lose a game, be like, see?
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yesterday's conversation, we got a call about James Cook, and I'm just sort of mid on James Cook, and somebody else called in like, no, he's going to maybe be an all-pro. And yikes, I don't think so. But so far, so good. I just want to be fair and also right about what's happening. And we know that the Bills are not the only team, far from it, that are going this direction. Trista brought up, or we talked with her about the Chargers. Justin Herbert, who is what in terms of talent as a quarterback in the league? I mean, he's top 10 at least, has 274 passing yards in their two games total, right?
And they're also 2-0.
And they're also 2-0.
Right. Well, I think... I balked at I've said, I think when the first Cook caller got through that my, the way I see it, I think I'm bigger on Cook than you, but there's a long way to go before you start talking about all pro. I mean, If you wanted to make the case, I think, you know, how have we been sounding? They're going to run it a lot. They are going to use him a lot. But even that, like, I don't know that that won't turn into, like, Ray Davis and Ty Johnson have a day. Other guys in the receiving game get featured. Like, so far, it looks like a pretty Cook-centric offense. But it's only 2 weeks. So I just don't know that he's going to have the opportunity to put up the kind of season that would get you that ahead of, you know, the more established superstar level backs that do it all that are out there. But, you know, if you told me they're going to give him 20 touches a game, you know, and that's about where we're at, I think, for 2 weeks, aren't
it's we? A little less, but okay. 17.
Okay. You know, I could get there, but I just think a lot has to go right. But with all that said, I'm not worried at this point about them featuring him. It's working. I also don't feel it would be fair to just wait until the offense has a bad day and go, see, they missed Stephon Diggs. They should have traded for Brandon Ayuk. Like, I just think that's going to be insane.
You know what's interesting about that, though? Like, what if it's a playoff game? You know, like that's yeah. That's when it matters. You have to get in, and they're doing their jobs so far, you know, toward that.
Yeah.
But if it's a playoff game and Kincaid is catching one pass, and, you know, it's kind of like what's happened so far, that kind of, not necessarily Diggs, but that kind of thing will get said.
Yeah. And it won't necessarily be wrong out of hand.
Right.
But, you know, I might be waiting around the corner to say, oh, you mean so the same thing happened in the playoffs that's been happening when Stephon Diggs was on the team? Like, so why is that the smoking gun? Like, I'm just not sure I'd want to, like, you know, get there. But we'll see. I mean, there's a long way to go before we get to that point. But I just feel like maybe even Monday, I mean, it's a cherry-picked play. But when they needed Allen to do something, he got out of there and threw a dart to a backup running back who was being covered by one of the best cover corners in the league. And it was money, and it was first and goal, and James Cook waltzed in the next play. I feel like even without that stud receiver so far, when they've needed it, and really more so in the Arizona game, I think Allen had to do a lot in the Arizona game, and he did it. I feel like so far the returns are when I need to flip a...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Which I'm going to get a play from him. And if I don't, I'm going to be throwing it to Dalton Kincaid at the line of scrimmage and handing it off to James Cook. And, you know, 30 points a game, who's got a problem?
Yeah, 30 points a game answers all the questions. So far, the answer to who the daily discourse on who will lead this team in receiving is so what? Who cares? That's the answer so far is who cares?
Yes, if Shakir ends up leading this team in receptions with 65 or 70 catches,
which
I'm going to guess that it went off the rails somewhere.
See, that's really the point. Because isn't it exactly on the rails that they described, that everything suggested? This is exactly what, not in terms of volume. Like, you want everybody a little higher. It's not, I'm saying everybody snacks. Not everybody eats. This is not eating.
Right.
All right? Keon Coleman not catching a pass in a game. Kincaid for -3 air yards over 2 weeks. One catch in the opener. That's not eating. That's barely snacking. So you'd expect, I expected higher, and maybe everybody did, because this is really a stark change. Again, this is the story of the season so far in the league, is teams not handing the ball off so much more, but not able to throw the ball down the field. Quarterbacks are running. Interesting that Allen didn't even run in Miami. You know, that might be the most surprising thing about the stats from Miami, is that he's got the injury, but that he didn't run. I don't know. Like, it's going to be sort of over there on the side all season if it doesn't change. And really, for me, Kincaid is the one. I didn't expect Coleman to be, you know, such an impactful player as a rookie. Week one, really good. Week two, invisible. So didn't need him, right? Invisible sounds harsh. They just didn't. It wasn't that game.
Right. He was on the field a lot, which is still, right, I think, encouraging. But yeah, he got one pass thrown his way, I think.
But Kincaid is still like, is that really what this is going to be? That's last year at the beginning, and it was okay because he was a rookie, and they were winning a lot too. Not for long, but that's how last year was, like the first month. And you didn't really need your rookie tight end in a league where rarely do rookie tight ends give you anything, you know, stat-wise, to deliver. Then the season got later, and his usage started to look better, to the point where, you know, he was giving you those seam catches late in the season.
I think what we can't know now, you know, I have a guess about how teams will handle the Bills and all these other teams that are also, you know, not pushing it down the field because of how they're being defended. Like, let's see how that evolves. Like, will teams eventually change? Like, if the Bills keep scoring 30 points a game and Josh Allen's throwing for 170 yards or something, which he didn't even get to that against Miami, right?
It was 133.
130, yeah. But, you know, whatever. If it's all muted, but they're scoring like crazy, you know, to the tune of, like, you know, these past two games. So there isn't a problem with the offense. It's just that style-wise, we don't love it, but it's working. Then do I get teams coming out of that more than they have? Like, certainly teams aren't exclusively playing. I saw Mina Kimes, it's 60% so far through 2 weeks. Or maybe this was only through week one. I don't think the numbers that were there yet. At least I didn't see them. But anyway, like, if you that 60 becomes a 40, and you notice it, you should be aware of it in studying your opponent and studying how teams are playing you. Then maybe there's a counterpunch, right? I would doubt that the Bills are going to be able to roll through this season just doing what they've done in these 2 weeks. It just doesn't. As much as the league may be swinging toward it, more conservative, less explosive plays, fewer explosive plays, I should say, and more running, will that, you know, I think we're far from knowing that that's going to stay the way it is. I mean, teams will evolve with how they're going to defend you, especially, again, if the Bills are still racking up 30 points a game, doing it without Allen, then you may have to pivot to asking him and Kincaid and Shakir and Coleman and everyone else – to do a little more because you're just, you know, and this is all assuming like a level sort of, you know, 50-50 game script. I mean, they've not really been, well, they were behind a lot against Arizona and they threw it like crazy to get back in that game, as it turned out. But so far it's working, but I think teams could change what they're doing, and then I'm going to need a counterpunch, and that's when I think it gets interesting. Like, do I have what I need there to throw it, you know, 70% of the time? If a team is just laying there giving it to me, I want to take it. Those are 3 points.
It's still relative, though. Like, it was 139 in Miami, but it's 23 passes against Arizona. You know, like, that's a half for some of his games when the Bills were really starting to hit. It's not. I don't think it's ever like what they want, 45, you know, some number like that, because, you know, you see a lower passing, you know, total, attempts total, you're probably winning because you're able to run the ball and then you just don't need to throw it.
It's the old, like, what's your record when you run for 100 yards type of thing to an extent.
Yes. The thermostat that we all believed in and could cite, you know, from memory, how the Bills had just never lost a game when he ran for 100 yards. We didn't realize that was more the effect than the cause. Let's go to Anthony next. Hello.
Hey, guys. You know, I got to say, isn't this the great example of complimentary football? You know, we know Josh Allen can throw the ball. We know he can air it out. We know he can get 400 yards a game. But having a run game where you don't have to rely on Superman every game, I think is a great recipe. And I'm interested to see how the season plays out. But, you know, it's just complimentary football, man. It's a balance of the powers. And as a defending team, how do you know what game you're going to get? Are you going to get the air ball or are you going to get the run? So that's what I want to say, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yep. I guess Bulldog made the point about the Dolphin game, like the Ty Johnson play. You get, what's the benefit of having Allen? I mean, you could go on all day about, you know, naming things. Mm-hmm. But there's, like, the caller is saying, I can have 400 yards whenever I want it. And I don't think so. Like, right. I don't think with this team that I'm so confident in that. And a lot of that is by how, you know, Brady coaches and
the personnel.
The personnel. So the benefits of having Josh Allen as your quarterback are wide ranging, and definitely those games have been in his range of outcomes for his whole career. But I think this year is different in terms of who they are and what's happening around the NFL. So I don't know that. What I would also put on that list is the ability to make that one play when you need that. And that's what happened. I mean, it was in the second quarter, but he did that. The Johnson play was huge in that game. And before too long, like, the Dolphins were already dead on Thursday night. And that play had a lot to do. Was that third down even? I'm not sure it was, but
I don't remember the down. I just know that it was, you know, it was a dart, you know, into, like I already said, it,
what,
like, you know, Jalen Ramsey. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, again, you know, that's one play. We were 2 weeks in, so we don't have numerous examples of this. There were a lot, maybe a lot more in the Arizona game. He did more in the Arizona game, but still it was modest in the end. But that is the thing that right now I at least can sort of cling to if I, and I'm really not as concerned about the big picture here. Like, I think it's working. I trust that there will be a pivot when and if it needs to happen. And that, you know, the fact that in pockets, Allen still has this ability, like, you know, that was not Stephon Diggs or some receiver they traded up into the top 10 for making that play. It was Ty Johnson, who's just like, your name here. Nothing against the guy, but geez. But that you can make that play, that I don't want to say that's all I need, but for right now, it's enough.
Yeah, if you want to run the ball, what you're doing is you're giving lesser teams a better chance to win. I mean, run the ball, like, a lot. Really turn in that direction like the Bills have done. And that's what I don't like about it. That's why you know, once they got pretty, then they're throwing the ball all the time, and that's great because I can score, and you're going to have a tough time keeping up with me. And bad teams got blown out that year that the Bills, you know, blew out so many of those teams, and their point differential was amazing, but people questioned whether they could beat good teams or just whether their schedule was deserved the credit for what they were doing. No. Great teams blow out the bad teams. That's the better indicator. That's what you'd want to see, but you play slow, and you're not going to be as capable of that. And the debate is in part trying to figure out, like the caller is saying, well, they can if they want to.
Right, but how vulnerable do you want to leave yourself in the fourth quarter of a game against an inferior opponent that you're favored by a touchdown against, say, but it's a four-point game because you played, you know, small ball.
That was Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what that game was, but they won it. Thanks, Anthony. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Ross Tucker next hour. This is WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.